The following is a recording of the Lena Delgado teleconference with iAdvise on Thursday, April 25th, 2013 at 11 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. My name is Jennifer and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA In Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Melanie Carpenter of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jennifer. Hello, everyone. Welcome to FIBRA In's first quarter 2013 conference call. We are very pleased that you could join us today. From the company, we have Mr. Joel Zorrilla, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Director. They will be reviewing the company's quarterly results before opening the floor for your questions. Please note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are not historical facts and are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Also, certain reclassifications have been made to make figures comparable for the periods. We invite you to read the complete note on forward-looking statements in the quarterly report, which was issued this morning. If you didn't receive the report or you would like to be added to the company's new distribution list, please contact us in New York at 212-406-3691 after this call so that you may receive the information via email. Thank you for your attention, and I'd now like to turn the call over to Mr. Joel Zorrilla for his remarks. Please go ahead, Joel.
Good morning, and thank you all for joining us for our first conference call as a public company. We are very excited to have successfully completed our initial public offering process and be here with you today to report our results to the market. As you may have seen in the press releases we have issued in the past 45 days, we have been very active in a number of activities. I will briefly review these now. Firstly, FIBRA In was constituted as a trust on October 23, 2012, and was created to acquire, develop, and rent hotel properties in Mexico with a focus on the business traveler. Our initial public offering took place on March 13, 2013 on the Mexican Stock Exchange, and the CBFIs were distributed as follows: 60.2% to Mexican investors and 39.8% to international investors under Reg S and Rule 144A. 63.3% of this took place in the primary offering and 36.7% in the secondary offering. On April 12, 2013, we announced the final results of the greenshoe option. The greenshoe comprised 26.8 million CBFIs at a price of 18.50 pesos per CBFI, totaling 474.9 million pesos after expenses, fees, and value-added tax. FIBRA In has 258.9 million CBFIs outstanding after exercising the over-allotment option. Therefore, the final float is 82.4%. Our technical committee just approved our first distribution to our CBFI holders. The payment date will be on May 15, 2013, and the total amount is pesos 7.2 million, equivalent to 2.78 Mexican cents per CBFI. The breakdown is as follows: 5.9 million pesos in taxable income, or the equivalent of 2.3 cents per CBFI, and 1.3 million pesos in return of capital, or the equivalent of 0.49 cents per CBFI, based on the results and operations of FIBRA In between March 12 and 31st, 2013. In terms of our growth strategy, as many of you are already aware by the roadshow materials, FIBRA Inc. signed 5 purchase options to acquire 5 hotels prior to the IPO, plus an additional contract to acquire a 6th hotel. This is the acquisition portfolio. We are still awaiting the approval of the Mexican antitrust authorities in order to complete the purchase of the 6 hotels that will make up this acquisition portfolio. As of today, FIBRA Inc. has a total of 8 hotels in its portfolio, and we expect to complete the transaction of the acquisition portfolio during May 2013. As you can see, this has been a very busy but exciting time for our company, and we are committed to fulfilling our goals as well as consolidating our position as a leading company in the Mexican hotel industry, both in terms of operations as well as having strong corporate governance. Both are missions that we consider to be our top priorities. Mr. Javier Curiel Obscura was ratified as the secretary of our technical committee. Mr. Curiel is a partner of Martinez, Algaba, De Aro, Curiel, y Galván Duque, and has vast experience in corporate and financial matters. Thank you for your attention and for your interest. I would now like to